Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic. Hey, parents and allies. Here at Parents' Rights in Education, it requires us to all do our part in protecting our children's education. That's why we created Club 12x12. For just $12 a month, you can sign up to become a Club 12x12 member and help us continue our work on training, informing, and empowering parents and allies to stand up for their rights. Being a Club 12x12 member gets you access to our exclusive monthly trainings, swag such as hats, t-shirts, buttons, a monthly newsletter, and more. But most importantly, being a Club 12x12 member means you are doing your part to protect parents' rights for one more day. To become a Club 12x12 member, visit our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and click Club 12x12. That's parentsrightsineducation.com, click Club 12x12.
Okay, guys, we're back for our news stories. Let's get right into it. Governor Greg Abbott orders Texas to ignore Biden administration's new federal protections of LGBTQ+ students. Now, in case you didn't know, the Biden administration, without legal authority, recently revised the rules for Title IX, the civil rights law prohibiting sex-based discrimination at federally funded colleges and K-12 schools. Now, these new rules, set to go into effect in August, protect biological male athletes that identify as women, superseding the protection of biological female athletes. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Texas Education Agency to ignore the Biden administration's new rules. On that same day, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton publicly stated he had sued the Biden administration last year to block the Title IX changes. Presidents cannot rewrite law. Texas joins a growing number of Republican-led states that have berated the new rules, setting the stage for a legal fight over LGBTQ+ student protections. So what's our call to action? Call and email your governor's office. Let's just bury them with emails. Tell them to protect women in sports and follow Governor Abbott's lead to ignore the illegal Title IX change. Next up, the Ohio bill, which could ban gender ideology curriculum for K-3 students. Now, this controversial Ohio bill, House Bill 8, passed by the House 65-29 last June, moved to the Senate, where it was amended. House Bill 8 requires schools to notify parents about sexuality content, which is defined as any description or depiction of sexual concepts or gender ideology. It explicitly requires parents to be told if a student requests to identify as a gender that does not align with the student's biological sex. The bill also requires parent consent for any physical or mental health care the school provides and bans school staff from encouraging a student to withhold information about their health or well-being from parents. Now, there are exceptions for education about preventing venereal disease, child sexual abuse, and sexual violence. Now, on April 23rd, the Senate Education Committee approved changes to the bill, banning any curriculum with sexuality content in kindergarten through the third grade, requiring a parent's consent for any physical or mental health care the school provides. This is a great bill. What do we need to do? Well, currently, House Bill 8 is in the reported by committee phase, and Ohio senators need to hear from us. Hurry and send a note to the Ohio Senate Education Committee members and tell them to protect parental rights and support this bill. We have a link in our show notes. Now, next up, New Hampshire. A bill expanding parental rights is praised. New Hampshire's House Bill 1312 needs our support. It passed the House by one vote. That's really close. And is now in the Senate. Now, this bill contains some of the elements of the parental rights bill that was killed last year. And supporters are saying current law is not broad enough to cover controversial topics. And parents should have the right to decide if their child can participate. And teachers and school staff should not lie to or keep secrets from parents, nor encourage students to lie to parents about their sexuality. The bill adds the terms sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, or gender expression to the statute, requiring parents to be given a 2-week notification if human sexuality or human sexual education will be taught. Now, of course, we know what the opponents are saying. It's harmful, particularly to the LGBTQIA community, and prevents students from receiving a robust academic education. Excuse me, robust. I'm sorry. We're not going to pay any attention to that. We know exactly what they're doing. So the committee, the Senate committee, did not make an immediate recommendation. All right. We know what our call to action is. There's still time. Contact the Senate committee members and ask them to support House Bill 1312. Your emails do count, guys. Bury them with emails. This one is too close to call. Okay. Now for our affiliate shout out. Michelle Cunney. She is located in Grays Lake, Illinois. And she's been instrumental in spreading our mission and has helped us gain more affiliates. Yay! Go, Michelle! Thanks for protecting K-12 students by standing up for parents' rights. Alan Sarvinus is our guest on Friday of this week. He is a pre-affiliate rock star. He has hosted events and promotes pre-materials at state conferences. Alan uses the pre-site and tools, including our newest site feature, the pre-score quiz. He has recruited candidates at all levels, school board, local, and state, to take the quiz. They will now be featured on our map, and we can brag about their quiz score.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsandeducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.